Unit 6. Output.
On today's programme, we are looking at the menace of spam, emails you receive without asking, from people offering you financial services, quick ways to make money, medical equipment and so on. With me again is Alex Jackson. Alex, who is sending all this spam?
Companies, gangs, fraudsters, all sorts of people.
And where are they based?
This is very difficult to say, but recent studies suggest the US, China, Russia and South Korea are responsible for a lot of the world's spam.
And what happens if you respond to this sort of email?
Well, first of all, it confirms to the sender that your email address is valid. This means you will get more and more spam as your address is passed on.
So what is the best way to stop it?
Spam filters are obviously good at detecting unwanted emails. But the spammers are so clever that a lot still gets past the filters. Spammers are using images as a way of getting past the filters, since the filters are much better at spotting text. By clicking on the attachment, you usually go to a website, most of which are in China, apparently. Best advice is simply to delete any mail from anyone you're not sure about.
How large is the problem?
It's growing every day. 90 billion per day, according to recent studies. Apparently, Bill Gates gets around a million a year to his own email address.
Can anything be done?
Well, companies are obliged to provide a link for you to unsubscribe from mailing lists. But the huge numbers of unsolicited emails will carry on growing and might one day saturate the internet completely. If you want to escape spam, get a brand new address. Use it only with people you trust. Never use it to register online, and try to send individual rather than multiple copy emails. The problem is, this will really restrict your use of the net.
Thanks very much, Alex. And on next week's programme...